The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Trying to hide it, I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Bucks and Pacers get underway this weekend. First game on Sunday evening. And by all accounts, we are expecting Giannis to not be on the court. I don't think it's been made official. I don't think anyone has said Giannis will miss game one. But by the reports that are out there saying that the team is preparing as though Giannis will not be there, do we still believe he is working around the clock to get out on the court? Yes, we do. But we still don't know when we will see Giannis on the court in this series against the Pacers. I was asking Gabe if there's bad blood between these two squads. I don't know if bad blood, Taylor Swift, is exactly what it is, but the Pacers are an up-and-coming team, and the Pacers are trying to threaten the Bucks. You know, the Bucks put out there that they won the Central, and the Pacers are trying to threaten that position that the Bucks have held in the East for quite a while and are making moves, and obviously the way that they played the Bucks this year, beating them 4 out of 5 times, they're feeling really good about themselves. The Halliburton injury probably tempers that a little bit, but and the fact that these two teams haven't seen each other since January, but I do think there will be a lot of juice in this series, whether or not Giannis is on the court, because it feels like there's a little bit of chippiness between the Pacers and the Bucks. So Brian Windhorst, Gabe's favorite person, talking about those Bucks again. Let's hear from
him. Let me guess. He's had something overwhelmingly positive to say about the Bucks, right? He had something really great to say. He was feeling good about the Bucks, right?
I'm going to tell you, one of the classic mistakes that everybody makes, including those of us who cover the league every day, is to equate the regular season and the playoffs. Every year, we get to this point in the year, and we see the playoffs, and we go, oh, yeah, it's different. But that said, the Pacers had so much success against the Bucks this year, including beating them in that big in-season tournament semifinal in Vegas.
You're damn right.
That I think they'll come into the game with you know, confidence. Yes. And you've got, you know, Giannis out for who knows how long, and you've got Dame potentially limping. Like, I got guys who I really trust telling me the Pacers are winning this series. I say, let's wait and see. But the Bucks have so much skin in the game here with what they did with the coach, with what they did with the Lillard trade, with where they're at, with how they've mortgaged all their draft picks going forward. Man, this is a tough moment for the Bucks.
But Gabe, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Why should he talk positive about them?
Well, I mean, they had a better record than the Pacers, right?
Well, 2 games.
Well, sure, but I mean, it's better. Like, sure. Why are we talking so positive about the Pacers, who also have an injury with Tyrese Halliburton? If we're going to be talking about Dame limping around, why don't we talk about Tyrese Halliburton limping around?
But if you beat a team 4 out of 5 times, including the in-season tournament, where the whole point of the in-season tournament is to reinvigorate the teams, right? The whole idea was the regular season was boring. Guys were getting bored. Guys weren't putting out 100% effort. How do we reinvigorate it? We create a tournament in the middle of the season to try to say, ooh, look, there's a trophy. You can win this trophy in the middle of the season. Maybe the Bucks didn't care about it, but that was the whole point of that tournament, was to get people to care. Pacers beat the Bucks in that.
Like, sure. But it happened, I mean, that happened literally last year.
I understand, but the last times these teams faced each other, the Pacers had the Bucks number. And Craig just told us, like, if you let this team run, they're going to put up big buckets. They're going to put up big points. Can the Bucks hold serve? Seemingly, they can put up big numbers as well. But I think that if the only thing you have to look at is the past performances, the past matchups. And the Pacers have had the Bucks number in those matchups. And now the Bucks may be without Giannis. I understand why people are feeling uncomfortable. I understand why people, I'm not saying that they're not confident that the Bucks are the better team. I just feel like, I don't think this was the matchup you wanted. And I, to be honest with you, I don't know what matchup you would have wanted.
I can't wait for them to win the series. I can't wait.
I can't wait for them to win either.
Can't.
I
last year,
like, just
Miami
can't. No, there is
wait,
a
time out. Do you think
there is?
Do you think that there's like? Do you think that there's an excitement? Do you think that people are like hoping to be? Do you think people are hoping that the Bucks lose so they can say, "I knew it"?
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's what it feels like to me. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like coming from the fan base. That's what it feels like. Like, to the point, and I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, I'm kind of jealous of Heat fans because they have an irrational, fun confidence around their team at all times. at all times. I want a little bit of that for the Bucks. I want to feel that with from this fan base. Like, the Heat haven't won a championship since LeBron. The Bucks won one with Giannis not that long ago. I understand Giannis might be out, but I'm optimistic he's going to be back at some point.
You know how you get confidence from the fans? You exceed expectations. That's how you get confidence. You know? I have no confidence. No confidence after what happened this year, what happened throughout this regular season this year. I have no – you know who's going to come out more hungry in this series? Indiana.
Why do you say that?
Because they're young. They are not as talented. They hear the rumblings too. And I think they want to create a rivalry with the Bucks. Where the Bucks maybe have an arrogance about them like they did last year against Miami. Ah, we got this. We got it. And then they're packing their bags. Give me something to be confident about, and then I'll be confident.
Well, just have hope. I mean, you've already written off the Bucks. Jen's halfway to writing off the Bucks. Now, obviously, Windhorse has written off the Bucks. Legler wrote off the Bucks on Get Up this morning. Like, I mean, they are
like,
a better
team. What I don't see is the same outrage we see with the Green Bay Packers.
I mean,
you know, after they lost to San Francisco in the first round of the playoffs,
sure,
when they were clearly the better team,
yep,
there's outrage.
You didn't see the outrage last year when they lost to the Heat? They fired their coach, man. They fired their coach who lost a family member. Like, they didn't give him a break. Like, they fired Bud. And see, that's and now you're seeing the outrage, Chew, before anything happens. Like, everybody has already decided that it's better for them to write off the Bucks and assume that they're going to lose and then just be pleasantly surprised if they end up winning the series. That you're already seeing, it's not outrage because they're like pre-jumping in there.
I don't think it's that unusual for a fan base. And again, we talk about the Wisconsin, you know, waiting for the other shoe to fall and drop and things like that. But I don't think it's that unusual for the fan base to feel like all season long they had been pointing towards, the arrow was pointing towards the postseason, and it doesn't matter what happens in the regular season because this is a postseason team. And by the postseason, the Dame and the Giannis chemistry will be figured out, and Doc Rivers will be humming, and all the things will be good. And then, boom, Giannis goes down with a non-contact injury days before the postseason starts, days before the regular season ends. And I guess I understand why people are like, why can't we have nice things?
No, I get that, but they brought Dame here for a damn reason. Like, he can win playoff series. He's done it before.
All right, then I will be positive. But I can tell you this. If you equate this season to the NFL, they just went 9-8. Or they went 10-7. If the Packers go 9-8 next year, that sucks.
But they did more than that because they still ended up with a top three seed in their conference. So, like, 9-8 and win the division and you're hosting a couple of play, like,
I don't think
9-8 is quite what the Bucks did. Now, again, I would agree that that's kind of been the narrative around this team, but they have been better than 9-8, 10-7. They're probably an 11-win team if you want to equate it to the NFL. But here's the other thing. The NBA regular season doesn't matter as much. Like, Brian Windhorst, like, at the beginning of the clip that we started the segment with, was like, yeah, we all make this mistake, and ultimately the postseason is way different than the regular season. It just is. Because in the NFL, it's a one-and-done tournament, right? And for the most part, you're just playing one game a week. And in the NBA, you're not playing these different series where you're going back and forth. Like, everybody wants to talk about Doc and his lack of success. Rick Carlisle hasn't won a series in a damn decade. All right? So, like, it's not like their coach is light years ahead of Doc either. Their coach has not had success.
But here's the trade-off, Gabe. I will stay positive.
Okay.
Throughout the Indiana series.
Okay.
But if they lose,
yes,
you have to absolutely rip them on the air.
Define rip. Like, what? Are there words I have to use? Like, certain parameters?
Failure.
Like, does it have to be like a three-minute rant? Well, yeah. Embarrassed. Okay. What are the negotiations that we're setting forth here?
I'll stay positive throughout the whole series.
Yeah, but I'm just curious, like, what I have to do on the back end.
I'll write the speech.
Failure, embarrassed, tear it all down. I just want to make sure we're clear.
You're not going to write the speech. You're going to have someone else write the speech. Usually Gabe's got to write his own. Ipso facto, Gabe, you're writing your speech.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Joshy, you're including certain words. Embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Failure.
Failure.
No failure in sports.
Yes, there is. No matter what Giannis says.
No. Those are fighting words.
All right, I'll stay positive. You,
I've remained mostly calm, but I will fight you. You start going that route. Anything else we want to include if Gabe has to give this speech about the disappointment of the Bucks losing?
I'll agree to failure embarrassment. I won't necessarily agree to blow it up.
Chokers?
Ah, that's another good one, Joshy.
Yeah, I'll agree
now
more to chokers.
Now we're starting to see how confident Gabe is in them winning this series, right? Let's keep pushing until we find the spot.
Giannis's uncertain future?
No, you can go to hell. You can go
Windhorst
to hell.
Windhorst on the air. Windhorst on the air.
Apology to Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, Windy was right.
Windy was right, okay?
Yes.
Right, are we writing these down? Are we writing these down?
No, I got them up here.
Okay, I just want to make sure. We have to weave all of that into your speech if, in fact, they lose the series against the Pacers. But, Chewy, I appreciate that you are going to stay positive throughout the remainder of this, throughout this entire series, because we need all the positivity we can get right now surrounding this Milwaukee Bucks team as they start the playoffs against the Pacers this weekend.
Best place to shop diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee. Of course, it's only at the Jewelry Center. Their team of specialists will help you bring her dream ring to life. They did for me. I kind of had an idea of what I wanted my wife's engagement ring to look like. And I went to the Jewelry Center. They showed me some of the options with what I had described. Ended up picking out the perfect ring because their team of specialists do a great job. But maybe you don't have an idea. Go to her Pinterest page. She has anything over there. You bring that picture in. Jewelry Center takes care of the rest. Maybe you're not looking to gift, you know, get a diamond engagement ring. Maybe you're looking to gift some stud earrings. Well, the Jewelry Center, of course, is going to have options when it comes to diamonds. 2, 3, 4 carat total weight diamonds. Lab grown, naturally mined. Jewelry Center, they've got options. Learn more about the diamond jewelry selection. Shop TJC.com. Stop in at any one of their 3 locations in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Make sure if you go to the Jewelry Center, you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this elite defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Let's pivot to the Packers this morning, as we are now 1 week away, under a week now, from the NFL draft. I'm wondering what direction you want the Packers to go with their first pick. Do you want them to move up? Do you want them to move down? Do you want them to stay pat? Do you like an offensive player, a defensive player? I've been seeing a lot of love for somebody I had never even heard of. Got to be honest with you. Don't cover Toledo football a lot. Don't hear a lot about Toledo football. But all of a sudden, this Toledo cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell, is getting a lot of love in the first round. I asked Joshy about it the other day because I saw somebody else had him kind of near where the Packers were in a mock draft. Joshy, you remember who that was? They were mocking Quinyon Mitchell.
I thought it was
to the Falcons at 8. This was the scouts when we were reading the ESPN article where the scouts were picking who they think other teams should pick based on what they perceive to be their needs. And Quinyon Mitchell was at 8. And I asked Joshy, I said, whoa, I hadn't heard much about this guy, but apparently he has been rocketing up draft boards. And, you know, as you guys know, the Packers are in the market for a cornerback. You're seeing a lot about Cooper DeJean. Could Quinyon Mitchell be the guy that the Packers get? Seems like he's going to go a lot earlier. But if the Packers are in the market to move up, I like them going after this cornerback because by all accounts, every write-up on this guy is he's a game changer at the position. And it's his true position, unlike Cooper, who might be doing the old switcheroo there in the defensive backspace. So that's my guy right now that I am like fascinated by, would love it if the Packers got it, would likely mean moving up to get him. But I would be okay with that because I think you can get a quality offensive lineman later in the rounds. I think the Packers have historically done that and have had good success doing that. So I don't want to put that high draft capital at that position. Chew, where are you going? If you had to make the Packers pick in the first round, which position are you going? Are you staying pat? Are you moving up? Are you moving down?
Well, and Jason mentioned it on with us earlier, how they really don't have a Sam linebacker, which is, they're rolling the dice there a little bit, but I mean, I don't think it's a very strong linebacker draft. I mean, if DeJean is their guy, I don't think he's going to make it to 25.
Mustard?
DeJean. With the with the mock drafts I've seen. So I would like to see them package the two number twos, which gets him to 21. Hopefully they can get him there. So you don't do that deal until you're pretty sure you can get him at 21. And then I am – there's a little bit of best player available, but if they are going to move Zach Tom to center, which I really like, he's got a center's body. And based on what Demoski said, moving the center, he's a potential Hall of Famer. Draft a tackle. Then your offensive side of the ball, I think, is really solid. And then you get back into that, hey, okay, we're going up against a good offensive team. All right, let's just outscore them. We'll score 35 with our offense. That's the direction I think I would go in. But, it, you know, like everyone says, it all depends on how the board plays out.
Things are pretty quiet right now at 1265. Like, at least I feel at this point in 2020, when they traded up to go get Jordan Love, there were whispers, right? Ooh, Goody really likes Jordan Love. Really likes Jordan Love. Didn't know if he was going to have to trade up for him, whatever. They eventually, obviously, do trade up for Jordan Love. So that's the last time Goody traded up. I'm not hearing anything about a guy that he might absolutely love to kind of go up and get. So it makes me wonder if they are going to trade up or if they're just going to sit pat at 25. The one thing I know for a fact that the Packers are hoping for is that they're a run on quarterbacks and they're a run of quarterbacks.
100%.
Because that means good players are falling to you. And maybe maybe that does open up the door to go get Mitchell out of Toledo. Go up and get him because he's falling down the board because Everybody's going quarterback crazy.
Same thing with Cooper DeJean, though, right?
Oh, yeah, because, 100%.
And that's what we talked to Adam Schefter about earlier this week, which was how many quarterbacks do you see going? Even if it's not quarterbacks, guys, those three wide receivers are going to go before the Packers pick as well, right? So if you get four quarterbacks, you get three wide receivers, you get those two offensive linemen that everybody loves. Joe Alt is one of them. Who's the other offensive lineman that everybody's going gaga over?
Fuaga.
Yes.
Out of Oregon.
Oregon State, yeah. So, like, again, boom, all of those guys get picked, and you're getting closer and closer to being able to get a position that you do need, whether it's offensive line or whether it's cornerback. I do not believe they should go linebacker that high. I know Peyton Wilson's name has been mentioned a lot from a linebacker standpoint. He is the Butkus Award winner. He would have to be a later round pick for me to feel comfortable with him. I think it would be a reach to go up into the first round and take him when you have other needs at some of these other positions.
That's why I'm wondering if the first round's the time to move up to. I mean, to me, you would have to absolutely love a player if you're packaging those two number one picks or two number two picks to move back into the first, because it seems like the two spots that they have absolutely open for business for starters are safety and that strong side linebacker.
Yeah.
And there's no real first round safety or strong side linebacker, I guess, unless you decide that Cooper DeJean is that guy at safety. But it seems like, okay, if you want a true safety, if you want that, those are more second or third round picks, and maybe that's what you're kind of waiting on to make sure you get those guys. You would want to be locked out of the second round.
But the mocks I've seen with Mitchell out of Toledo, it's going to take a lot to go up and get him.
Yeah, top 15
I've seen
guy.
Him going, I've seen him going, 15. I've also seen him going 9 or 10.
But what other teams are you looking at that are in need of that position?
Well, everyone needs corners.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers... Yeah.
There may be three teams in the league that don't, but most teams have one really good one and then a pretty good one or not a very good one. So everyone needs corner.
Yeah, like I wouldn't list the position of need as cornerback. Like, if you take a corner...
I wouldn't either.
It's because he's really good.
Right. And that's what this CBS Sports mock draft was saying. I think it was Will Brinson that had... Mitchell going to the Packers, and it was because there was a run of quarterbacks at the top of the board. Then all three of those wide receivers went off the board. Then a bunch of offensive tackles went off the board. And so all of a sudden, you find yourself already in like the 12 range, and between 12 and 25, that feels like move up movement for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I mean, you could have another run on quarterbacks there, depending upon if teams trade into the top 10. because you have Minnesota who needs a quarterback. You need Denver who needs a quarterback. Las Vegas needs a quarterback. So there could be a second run of quarterbacks, especially depending upon where J.J. McCarthy goes. That includes Bo Nix. That includes Michael Penix Jr., where I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I would be a little surprised if it happened, but teams do crazy things, especially with quarterbacks, that all six of those guys could be gone by the time the Packers pick at 25, which would be great.
So are you saying, Gabe, that you think they should go offensive lineman with that first one? Would you have them go safety? Would you have them go cornerback? It doesn't appear, as we talked to Pete Thamel months and months ago, it feels like now, that safety is a spot they should go after. It is either Cooper DeJean or this Mitchell kid out of Toledo.
Yeah, I lean towards offensive line at this point. If you're not sold and you would prefer to have Walker be the swing tackle, if one of those other tackles falls, and there are a couple of them on the upper echelon part of the draft.
Well,
if somebody falls,
Mims is projected to go.
Yeah, you've got Mims in that area. It depends.
J.C.
right?
Latham.
Yeah. You've got a number of different options, I think, at tackle that could fall to you. I would probably end up taking one of those guys. And I know they've had a great track record drafting offensive linemen late, but it'd also be nice to have a stud right on that left side that you know and can trust and just put him into their starting lineup right away.
Are you guys concerned at all that Mitchell went to Toledo and he's more of a combine guy? I mean, he might be a great player, but they're basing it up on the combine? Because how many great receivers are you facing in the MAC? You know, at least DeJean, you're going against some Big Ten, some pretty good receivers. So he's a little bit of both. Played at a big school and did well at the combine and his pro day.
Well, it's so funny because it's funny because the small school thing is actually part of the reason I think the Packers might take him.
Yeah,
but they
exactly.
Small school thing, though, in the first round.
Yeah.
They usually go after the big boy schools, especially when you take a look at Goody's draft record in the first round. Second round, obviously, that changes. They took Christian Watson there. And I think that happens in the later rounds. But in the first round, it is big boy school only.
Well, if we're going to go with Goody trends in the first round, let me go ahead and see who the first Georgia player is in this mock draft.
Marius Mims.
That's what I'm saying. That's when Mims comes into play.
Right? So, if we're reading the trends of what Goody has done in the first round.
Is he boys with Kirby Smart? Is there a relationship there that we just don't know about? It's
Maybe.
Outrageous how many Georgia players have ended up on
this
roster.
Just the Saban and Belichick relationship they had all those years?
I just think there's a lot of talent there, as we've seen with the product they've put on the field in the recent history.
Win a couple natties and turns out your team's pretty good.
Yeah, I would be really happy with an offensive lineman. I'd even go to Graham Barton as an option there. Yep. Who can play the interior, play it a little outside. I would be kind of surprised if they moved up and took a cornerback just because of the depth of the position. It would seem like you're investing a lot of assets there. I think defensive line has a good shot as well with Byron Murphy from Texas and Jerzon Newton from Illinois. It looks like he might be going into the second round.
Yeah, but
it's not an immediate need, Chew. But it's you're looking forward.
Yeah, the Kenny Clark thing seems to be. Rob Domofsky mentioned it on Wilde and Tausch as well, where it seems uncertain right now that Kenny Clark gets a third deal, even though he's only 28 or 29 years old.
If you guys take DeJean, put him at safety, you might have the best defensive backfield in the league.
Listen, I'd be happy with
top
DeJean.
Five.
Oh yeah, if Cooper's there, I just don't know if a versatile defender like that, especially in a day and age in the NFL where you're playing so much sub packages and having a weapon that you can move around like that on defense is so valued, I have questions of him lasting to 25.
I agree. I don't think he makes it there.
Yeah. I mean, he's an incredible
athlete. On a lot of these boards that you're seeing out there, and again, everything is mocked and we don't have all the information that the teams have inside their, can we call them war rooms anymore? Let's just not call them war rooms. Let's just in their draft rooms. This Mitchell kid, a lot of people have him as number one at the position.
Yeah. Him and Terrion Arnold from Alabama. But Kool-Aid, McKinstry,
and they've got them all going in the same, they've got them all going in that 21 to 25, 21 to 27 range on a lot of these mock drafts.
You think he regrets trading Rasul?
I think so.
Because could you imagine the backfield? You got Jair, you got Rasul, you got McKinney, and you got DeJean. That's a pretty good defensive backfield.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of happy, though, because it made him sort of know what they got in Carrington Valentine. he got thrust into having to play, and I think they're pretty happy with what they've seen. And now they're just trying to hammer that position, like nail it out as much as they can. But I don't think they're disappointed with what they got in him, because they got a third round pick now, and that's more weapons for him to deal in the draft.
Goody loves his draft picks.
Time out, Joshy. Let's talk about his third round
pick. I knew that's what he was going to say.
Let's talk about his third round pick.
I was like, oh, yes. Here we go again.
Well,
I can't shake that ball and chain.
I have amnesia. I don't know what happened after Jayden Reed. So it's all been good in my book.
Little Men in Black.
Yeah. It's all gone.
Let's put that on the poll for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Do you think Goody regrets dealing Razul midseason, you know, before he knew Packers were going to be a playoff team this year? 800-990-3776. We have Week in Rechew coming up. And also, Gabe, I believe you have a ticket giveaway that we are going to get to in the last half hour of the show. If you're looking to enjoy a little Bucks action this series, we may have the answer for you. Make sure you're listening and getting your dialing fingers ready. Potawatomi Sportsbook is going through some state-of-the-art upgrades. So for the time being, you can find the temporary sportsbook outside of Marketplace on the casino's first level. The all-new Sportsbook opens the first week of May, so if you're ready to spark something new and light up your senses, Potawatomi Casino Hotel is the place to do it. Explore more at paysbig.com. Potawatomi Sportsbook is a new era of sports betting.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the
pierogies birthday. And borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone
God,
on their
it's
birthday.
So good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water. Other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN. I seen your picture. Your name and lights above it.
This is your big debut. Like, I wonder if the big guy is feeling as confident about his Week in Rechew performance pending as he does about the Bucks against the Pacers this weekend. Chew? Feeling good?
All about being positive.
That's right. Look at, oh, that was a trick. See, that was like Simon Says.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yes.
Is that being positive saying it's all about being positive?
Close enough. I'll take it.
Go ahead, Joshy.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechew.
Feeling confident? Feeling good? Feeling fresh?
I feel okay.
I've got five questions. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Pretty simple game. Let's start with question number one. Who did you ask slash accuse of being too nice?
Let me ask you this, though. Is he too nice? I remember this because Gabe was also in the conversation. Scotty Schneffler.
Off to a good start. Took him a second, eased his way in, talked his way through it. The big guy's one for one. What NFL draft prospect did you claim you were going to do research on that we haven't heard about since?
I got to do some research. I have no idea. Do I get a hint?
Should be relatively easy for you to look into this guy.
Tausch?
Is he a draft prospect?
I didn't realize Tausch was coming back into the draft.
This is a very tough question. I thought there might be a little more.
It's not when he said it last segment multiple times.
I needed to do research on a player.
You said you wanted to do more research. We said you were just going to reach out to Coach, aka your son, and he's going to be able to help you out.
I have no idea.
Because maybe your son was at a place once upon a time. This guy played at. So your son probably had some. Hey!
Okay. Took a while.
A lot of hints. A lot
I don't
of
get
hints.
Credit.
You do not get credit for that. No.
All right.
No, it turns out that is a loss. What two words did you combine when you said this?
And see, so, negativity, or whatever the word is. I guess naked and nativity. Right?
No. Nativity? Is
what... I mean, we then joked about nativity. I feel like he should get credit
negativity?
For this
negativity? Yeah, because I said Jesus. You know, we're all born naked for the most part.
I hope we all are born naked.
The two words you were looking for were nudity. and nakedness. We'll give him half credit. We'll see how the rest of this goes.
I feel like he deserves credit.
It's half credit.
All right.
All he did was split the word he said.
Just leave no doubt here, Chew. You got to get the next two right. Leave no doubt.
Okay.
Question four begins with the audio clip.
Great movie.
Sad. Isn't it a great movie?
Sad. Very sad.
What movie did you say was great?
I have no idea. What movie did I say?
You got a pretty good
great,
hint there that you also said it's a very sad movie. Very sad.
Oh, Charlotte's Web.
He had to just go through the Rolodex of sad movies. Eventually landed on it. All right, leave no doubt here, big guy. Let's get the last one right. What type of restaurant can cause a trip to the dry cleaner?
Some people can't catch the shrimp, and then the shrimp makes a mess on your shirt, and then you got to get it dry cleaned. Hibachi.
What a bunny. What a layup.
Yeah, that was kind of a layup.
For the final one, you pull the goalie?
I've been busy, Jen.
Are you with me, though?
Where do they throw shrimp?
You know what? And I've been to some places. Hey, some places, they're cheaping out big time. You know what they're throwing now? Cutting costs. They throw egg. Have you guys been to Hibachi where they now throw the egg instead of the...
Like a scrambled egg?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I hope it's not, you know, the egg in the shell.
No, it's a scramble.
Get literal egg on your face.
Yeah, so...
I also don't like the idea of layups with the history of this specific segment. We've learned nothing's a layup.
This was, though, where they only throw shrimp. Unless you're talking about Pike's Place Market, where they throw fish famously.
They throw a lot
Seattle.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
This is the only place they're throwing shrimp is Hibachi. So between the number two question, which was him saying, I have to do some research, and that was it. And this one, I feel like they balance each other out.
Well, I mean, but
that one was very difficult.
It was, but at the same time, we've only talked about a handful of prospects in earnest on the show.
The question said, which NFL prospect? He knows like four.
Chewy, that's not true. You know more than four NFL prospects, right?
If you take the quarterbacks out of it, no.
See?
Just being honest.
I'm being vindicated here.
What about the wide receivers? Couldn't you rattle off at least a couple wide receivers?
Harrison.
There we go.
He's got no chance. No chance.
Come on.
Okay, just four.
Washington and LSU.
Just four prospects, man. Just four NFL prospects.
There's like a Reduke or a Obuke or a...
Roma Dunze.
What are you giving him the lifeline for?
He was not going to get that one.
I know, and we're going to let him drown.
What is it? Obuke. What is it? What is it?
Roma Dunze.
Oh, I was close. Nakativity.
Samsonite. I was way off.
You can't name four NFL prospects that aren't quarterbacks right
now. We named a dozen.
Good Lord. What about offensive linemen? You got any offensive linemen in the old trap?
Jones.
No, you can't just you can't just say popular last names and hope you hit.
You got to respect the strategy.
He's like, Smith? Is there a Smith?
There's got to be a Sims. There's probably a Sims.
Wait, there is a Sims. We talked about him a few moments ago.
Out of Oregon State.
Incorrect.
There's someone from Oregon State. I know that. Gabe.
There's a guy from Oregon.
Well, there is an Oregon State player as well, but it's not Sims. It's all right, well, this was futile. You know there's a dude named Kool-Aid, too, right? Like, I would think that would be one
Is
you'd be able
really?
To remember.
Kool-Aid McKinstry. Yeah.
Packers visit.
We've talked about Graham Barton a lot, you know, as the Packers might be interested in the kid out of Duke. Amarius Mims is the kid from Georgia. We were joking around about Goody taking Georgia guys. What about Chop Robinson? You heard of Chop Robinson?
That's another great name. But this is your area expertise Joshy's.
No, Joshy is the draft guy.
Well, you do College Game Day last time I checked.
Well, yes, so I cover these players, yes.
Yes.
I'm not as good at being able to project who is going to go where.
I stick to Brewers and Packers.
And Bucks positivity.
And Bucks positivity.
Those are the three areas of Chewy expertise. Didn't realize he was a Brewers expert.
Yeah, I was going to say, since when?
Looking forward to you breaking down their series on Monday. We're going to quiz you, see how many games, if you know, the Brewers won when we reconvene on Monday. But Chewy's positive about the Bucks. We're positive about the Bucks here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and you can be positive about the Bucks in the arena because the Bucks begin their quest for an NBA championship this Sunday. We're giving you an opportunity to be there. We have two tickets for game one. Two tickets. We're giving them away right now with caller number 34 winning. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Don't miss out on all the electrifying action, heart-stopping moments, and intense drama that is Milwaukee Bucks playoff basketball. Go to bucks.com/playoffs for more info. Bucks playoffs are presented by BMO. Caller 34 gets two tickets to game one on Sunday. 800-990-3776.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363. What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse, John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it says.
I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit our great city of Milwaukee, you can enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee with deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. When my friends come in from out of town, whether they're working a game or just hanging out, they stay at St. Kate. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. What a week it's been here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 1 week closer to the NFL draft. Bucks start their series against the Pacers this weekend. Still not sure when we're going to see Giannis, but positivity, optimism, hope springs eternal here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We're all adopting Chewy's positivity. How's that sound? We'll all
good.
Be positive.
About damn time.
This will last a few days.
Yeah, help me out.
Josh, he's like, I'm not getting on that door, Titanic.
I hope they win.
I do too.
Positivity is not my game.
I want to be very clear. I hope they win. I want them to win. I think the Bucks deserve to make a deep run in this postseason, given all the moves they've made, given all of the adversity that they have gone through this season. And, oh, by the way, Giannis is still one of the best players in the world. And want to see him win a second title. But whew, man, does the deck feel stacked against them right now? That's just where I am.
Let's project some positive things out into the universe.
Okay, what should we do?
Giving away tickets was, I think, you know, step one for sure.
Congrats to Damian, by the way.
So we are Jimmy Duganing our way through this, right?
Yeah.
I'm Stillwell Darlying, and you're Jimmy Duganing.
Yes.
You know that reference, Joshy?
Well, yeah, because you kept bringing it up during the Packers playoff run. Why did you want to believe in the Packers so much,
Jordan
even
Love.
When they were 2-5?
Jordan Love.
Yeah, but Jordan Love wasn't good when they were 2-5.
Well, no, but they got good. He got good.
Because the regular season doesn't matter, Gabe.
Yeah.
This is our positivity guy here.
We
exactly.
Positive, yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Regular season doesn't matter,
Rain
Chew.
Drops yep. in the bucket.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Positivity.
Thanks for having
Jupiter.
My back, man.
All right. I'm excited about this. Obviously, it'll be a good game this weekend. And I like that there is a budding rivalry between these two squads, right?
Hope the rivalry gets squashed.
Well, Halliburton says it's not a rivalry yet. But obviously, there's another reason why they are obviously hoping to win. A victory for the Pacers would certainly heat this rivalry up a little bit more. But that's not going to happen because we're positivity right
yes,
now.
Yes, because the Bucks are winning. Bucks are winning on Sunday. I feel good about it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm going to come over there and rub up against you so they can rub off on me. No HR violation. I will ask before I do it. I'm not just going to start squirreling up on top.
Between starting with Viagra and now ending with that.
We'd start with the... Well, I guess close to starting. But to be fair, when you talk about the barter system...
That is what comes up. Because Chewy does barter with his Viagra.
That is the currency he uses. So at least with one of his people.
When he has his allowance and his Amazon privileges take away, he has nothing left to purchase goods and services with.
Yeah, but I give him the yellow ones, which really don't work too well. But he doesn't know that. He's old.
No.
Knock off Viagra.
letting away your state secrets on a radio show, pal.
I'm not listening.
Somebody is.
Wait, Chewy, are we going to see you next week?
I will be in studio on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. What? 2 months?
It's a banner week.
Is my area clean?
Yeah.
Benny does it. Kyle sit there?
Yeah, Kyle sits there. I mean,
Kyle's clean. I'm not worried about Kyle.
Your glasses are over there, your headphones. There's even a piece of mail. We got some fan mail for you over there.
Okay, perfect.
He won't open it, though. He's afraid of anthrax.
I think so. I'll go ahead and open it for you, pal.
Thanks, Gabe.
We'll just make sure there's no anthrax coming your way. You know, we got to jump in front of it for you.
We're going to have big news. I believe we are going to have big station news on Monday, too. Or at least that's how I'm selling it.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
What he's talking about, and we're going to stop talking about it because it doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone, not even know it. Maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day. Those could be signs of low testosterone. Easy to find out with Mentality. Go to lowtusa.com. You book an appointment, and with them, you get a blood panel done. At the end of the blood panel, within a week, your results are back to you. And if your test results come back low on your testosterone levels, you can then start working with Mentality. And this is a customized solution just for you. Not one size fits all. They want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality loves treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
I'm real proud of the big guy.
I turned his mic off.
I'm real proud of him.
We're too close to the 11th
hour. I'm so proud of him. He made it the entire week, kept his mouth shut, didn't say anything. In the final minute of the final show of the week, he teases it. He just puts a little teaser out there that we may have big news coming on Monday. Show-related big news.
I thought we weren't talking about this anymore. I thought we were just ignoring this.
I'm just saying I'm proud of Chew.
No, we cannot be proud of him in this moment.
Yes, I'm proud of you, Chew.
No, the only way we should be proud. The only way we should be proud is if you would have made it the entire week without saying anything.
He got through Tuesday. He got through Wednesday. He got through Thursday. I almost forgot what came after Wednesday. And he almost got through Friday.
Yeah, but he didn't. So we can't be proud of him.
His growth from the big guy.
Can't be proud of him.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will the Italians next have a great weekend, everybody?
We've got some backups westbound 94 coming out of the Marquette interchange through the stadium. An earlier disabled vehicle that was stuck in traffic has now been